Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is the effervescent singer and pianist Daryl Sherman. She swings with a sophisticated air, taking on the blues and ballads with ineffable wit and charm. How are you?
Well, I'm ineffable.
Yes, you are.
Does that mean that I can't play in the key of F?
No, it means sort of undeniably true that you do sing with wit and charm and humor and a few other things.
Oh, I'm going to listen to this every day when I wake up. Very positive thinking.
It's better than an alarm clock.
As Johnny Mercer would say, accentuate the positive.
He would say that if he were around. He would also say, are you going to sing a song of mine?
He certainly would, because those songwriters were so pushy, weren't they?
Well, I think they wanted to hear their music, and I don't blame them. And he's got so many songs, both ballads and kind of witty songs and up tunes. He's got every kind of song that he put lyrics to. And you're going to sing Johnny Mercer songs today.
Well, it's always ready. I have so many songs and so little time. And I'm particularly focusing on Johnny Mercer because he will have a centennial. He was born in, I think it was November of, maybe it was, my math isn't so good, but I guess if it's a 2009 centennial year, it would
Savannah.
Be 1909. Does that make sense? Is that the right mathematics there?
I don't know, but I do know that he was born in Savannah. That much I do know.
Right. But I think the thing that makes Johnny Mercer distinctive is that he was a triple threat. Not only did he wrote melodies, but he mostly wrote lyrics, but he was also a singer. He loved jazz. He loved hanging around jazz musicians. And
I
loved
the way he sang.
Did you hear him?
Cool of the evening.
He sang at the jazz band ball, and he sang with Paul Whiteman, and then he went on to be, you know, what did he head Capitol Records? He did all kinds of things.
Well,
he was
I hope he wrote this tune you're going to sing.
Too marvelous for words.
Now
you're just too very, very like Webster's Dictionary.
That would be a good song to sing right now.
Okay, I'll get right to it.
Great.
You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that, oh, standby, amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough. Tell enough, it means you're just not swell enough. You're just too much and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's Dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Thank you. and just you very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're marvelous. Too marvelous for words.
That's such a good song, and I haven't heard anybody sing it for ages. In fact, it's a long time since I've heard you sing, since I've been at the club that you played for years and years.
The club that I played, that little joint I played, you mean the Waldorf Astoria?
I mean the Waldorf Astoria.
Well, you know you were my good luck charm, because the first program I did with you, I was running off after we taped to, in a sense, audition. They hired me for one day, and I was all dressed up in black, as you recall, with my jewels and everything.
Yes.
And after that first day, having been inspired by you, I stayed there for 14 years.
Well, I'm glad I did something good if I helped you to stay there for 14 years.
Well, I hope something even better will come now, because I just have left. They made a little policy change due to, as they say, economic trends.
Something good will happen.
It always does out
of
these shows, Marion.
Yeah. Well, I would love to hear you do another song. I remember you.
Johnny Mercer wrote lyrics that are a dream for singers, with these wide vowel sounds. And this song is truly a gift for singers, as hopefully we will hear now.
Okay.
I'm going to start playing it first, though.
Okay.
You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said, I love you too. I do. Didn't you know? And I remember too, a distant bell. And stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through, and the angels ask me to recall it all, then I shall tell them I remember you. Thank you. remember too. A distant bell and stars that fell. Like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall.
You got lost in that song. It was so beautifully done. You sort of disappeared for a moment.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
When I first sang that song, and I'm sure it was probably, you know, with my dad's band, they kind of did it with a little bounce. And I remember, oh, well, this is hip. And I tried to be like this hip jazz person.
I like the slow tempo much better, though.
Well, that comes from growing into the songs. And that's what I love about these songs, and that's what makes them classics, because they can mean something when you're 15 and something else when you're 29 and something even different, more different when you're...
When you're 30.
Yes. I haven't gotten beyond 30. Ha, ha, ha.
No, of course not. Did you play and sing that for Johnny Mercer?
I never met Johnny Mercer.
Really?
No.
Well,
but I bet you met him.
Yeah, I did. He was actually, believe it or not, a fan. And he would come to various clubs. And he also brought his mother, believe it or not.
You met Johnny Mercer's mother?
I met the three of them, the mother and Ginger and Johnny. And I sat at the piano and played some Johnny Mercer song.
I'll bet he was thrilled.
His mother said to me, "Marion, I'm so glad you like my child."
Oh, indeed.
Yes.
She was a Southern stage mama.
Yes. Well, it's more to come with my guest, Darryl Sherman. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. You know, among other things, Johnny Mercer was a real country boy, wasn't he?
And yes, he was, but we know that he loved to go to jazz clubs since he listened to you, so we know he was extremely hip.
Oh, yes.
But he had particularly in his lyrics, because he was a good musician, he knew about accents and you know, he had great timing, and he was a swinger. He could swing. I have a song that he wrote with Bernie Hanigan that tells a story of a little bird who was kind of a nerd, a nerdy bird, until the bird started hanging in jazz clubs, listening to people like Marion McPartland, and got hip to the
job. Oh, this is a cute song. And you were going to sing it. I love this song.
I was talking to the whippoorwill. He says, you got a corny trill. Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? I was talking to the mockingbird. He says, you are the worst he's heard. Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? Even the owl tells me you're foul, singing those lullaby notes. Don't be a bring down if you can swing down. Give me those high notes. There's a lot of talk about you, Bob, and they're saying you are off the cob. Fake it, Mr. B. Take it, follow me, Bob White. Mr. Bob, don't you know things have changed? You're behind chime with a melody you always swing. All the birds have their songs rearranged. Better get smart. What you gotta do today is swing. To see the light. Even the owl threw in the towel when he heard your staccato. And the flamingo hollered, by jingo, what a vibrato. The consensus of opinion is that you're really a solid whiz. Sing on, Mr. B. Swing on, follow me, Bob White. Bob White. We're gonna break it up tonight. Bob.
That's a wonderful song, but it takes somebody like you to sing it. Just any old singer can't sing that song.
Well, some people may think it's for the birds, but... But Johnny wrote thousands of songs. He wrote for Broadway. He wrote for all the great films, all those Mancini songs. But since we're focusing on the jazz composers, I would love to sing your beautiful melody, Twilight World. And I've played Twilight World myself, and I've, you know, tried different tempos, but I know on your album you did it more as a little kind of a Latin type feel to it. Would you mind slowing it down a little bit so
no.
I can luxuriate on those words and images?
You want me to play it for you? I mean.
Oh, I hope so. This will be definitive, Marion.
All right.
I'll get to ride in a Cadillac.
What key do you want it in?
I think G.
Okay.
Not only because at least it has most of the notes I can hit, but also, don't you think again, G is like green and I see all of those beautiful pastels, impressionistic paintings and stuff. That's what I love particularly about your playing. You just get these wonderful impressionistic colors and shadings.
Stop, my head is visibly swelling.
Well, don't go too far out with me anyway. I gotta, you know, I have to think about words and melodies. So let's see what we come up with.
Okay.
From ages ago, twilight world, watching the sampans pass. I fill a frosty glass as lanterns burn low. Life is a changing panorama. Love is a dancing butterfly. Catch them both while we may. Come to Spain or Cathay. I don't want to miss that will-o'-the-wisp passing by. Life is holding out the twilight world. Don't let it slip away. Come take it while we may, and let it begin. Let's find our twilight world before the night sets in.
It's wonderful to hear my song sung by somebody who does such a fantastic job on a Johnny Mercer lyric. I mean, I've got everything, the singer and the lyrics. What more could I ask? God.
Who could ask for anything more? Because that's a different songwriter, and we're concentrating on Mercer. But how did you feel when you saw that lyric? I mean, did you think about sampans? I mean, where did he get that, watching the sampans pass? And
I just was delighted.
And then, of course, as only Johnny Mercer could relate to, I fill a frosty glass.
Yeah.
Yes, he did like his drink.
He did like to drink.
He did like his drink as lanterns burn low and life is a changing pattern. I love, love is a dancing butterfly.
That's a nice line, isn't it?
I mean, you know, it's so much, it's such a crack. It's more than rhyming moon and June.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that really does separate the men from the boys. And the way you play also separates the men from the boys, or the women from the girls.
Well, I don't know, but to get to play it while you sang it was something very exciting for me.
And oh, so, you honor me with that.
So,
it's a hard song, Marianne. I felt like I was on
eggshells. It is a hard song.
But it's so gorgeous. And I want you to know that I performed this. I did a tour in England just a while back, and everyone loved the song.
Oh, good.
Because, well, you know, your British homeland. Why wouldn't
good.
They? But they particularly loved it.
Thank you for singing it in England.
Well, nice. They do speak the same language, so I thought we had an advantage there, too.
Absolutely.
You know, talking about England, the British people love Johnny Mercer, and I think that's because he just got right into the idioms and slang of the of American English. It gives you a flavor of these expressions and idioms that, you know, they don't say.
Right.
Do they even use the expression jeepers creepers in England?
No.
Johnny, he heard it in a movie. I think it was Henry Fonda who said, oh, jeepers creepers.
And oh,
it's
really?
Just so, it's just such an Americanism. And another special little thing about this song is that it was introduced by Louis Armstrong, so that certainly gives it a jazz pedigree.
Did he do the verse?
I'm not sure in the film if he did the verse, but I know he sang it to a horse. We'll have to ask the horse, whose name was Jeepers Creepers in that film. Anyway, but I'm going to do the verse.
Great.
The little-known verse.
Okay.
I hope that I know it well enough to do it, but we'll try. I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain that the sun will shine. I don't care where the weather vane points. When the weather vane points too gloomy, it's gotta be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine. Thank you.
peepers? Where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, I gotta get my cheaters on. Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those weepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Oh, where'd you get those eyes? Zappa zappa ba zoom doom doom dee. Oh, those eyes.
I'm glad to hear the verse. We seldom get that. And the whole tune actually is a swinger.
Thanks, Marianne.
Well, there's more music in a minute with Darryl Sherman. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Marianne McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Johnny Mercer knew Hoagy pretty well, didn't he?
Well,
Hoagy Carmichael.
Yes, he did. And although they certainly didn't grow up together, they certainly were kindred spirits.
Yes.
And Hoagy was from Bloomington, Indiana, and Johnny being from Savannah, Georgia, they did have this kind of flavor. And Hoagy was extremely jazz-oriented. And if you think about his songs, and some of them became great standards, they were all a little quirky, very quirky, with different sections to them, and like Lazy Bones. And there's a song that Johnny Mercer wrote with Hoagy. It's called Moon Country.
Moon Country.
Yeah. And this kind of sets the tone, that kind of folksy. It's that idealized vision of Americana where you talk about apple pie and you put your relatives in the songs. There's always a cousin Amanda or a Cindy Lou or Aunt Harriet or something. And this song gives you that kind of flavor.
Plus a recipe. Well, why don't you sing the song? It would be lovely.
I would love to. All the year round, and I know where the old gray mare eats bluegrass from the ground. That's where folks never turn a hand, they just live off the land. My rocking chair is waiting. That's why I'm homeward bound. I long for that moon country, that possum raccoon country, that sycamore heaven. Down south, I'll lose my mind till I get there. I long for that old country, that
good for the soul country. Good for cooking things that melt in your mouth. When my cousin Cindy Lou plays a twilight hymn for you, she makes that old piano sound exactly like brand new. I long for that moon country. That's where I should be, for that old moon country is home for me. I long for that moon country.
That's a wonderful song, which doesn't get much airing for some reason or other, and you sang it beautifully.
Thanks, Marianne. You know, Harold Arlen was another jazz inflected composer. He loved to sing, and he wrote, really, of course, some of the greatest standards, and Johnny Mercer wrote so many great songs with him. I'm sure you've got something up your sleeve, particularly with all those wonderful harmonies that Arlen, had such a flavor to him.
There are so many wonderful tunes to choose from. Suggest one.
Well, when we talk about his harmonies, Come Rain or Come Shine is very deep. It's a wonderful lyric where, of course, Johnny loved to write about the moon and the stars and the trees, but also it kind of changes tonal centers. I have yet to really master that song, but I'm sure you could do a great job with
it. I don't know whether I have either, but there's nothing wrong with trying.
I'd love to hear you play.
So we'll see what happens. Thank you.
Oh, Marion, the colors and hues that you paint on the canvas of your piano are so beautiful. You get all of the imagery, even of the words. I could hear the words all throughout. Days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always. Come rain or come shine. And Marion, on top of that, you got soul. That song is so soulful, and you brought out so much of that. It was exquisite. I think I should be commended for making such a good choice of song.
I'm happy you did. Well, we've got more coming up with Daryl Sherman. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Daryl, there's one song we just have to do, and I want you to sing it, Skylark.
Now, that is one of the really important songs. Again, it's Hoagy Carmichael with a lilting melody, but here, Johnny Mercer is so fanciful, and we did Bob White, and he just seemed to love birds.
Birds again, yeah.
But this is such a romantic song, and it's so wistful. And there's so many possibilities, you know, with the harmony of this song. Different piano players do so many different things with it. And, every time you paint this portrait, as many times as I've heard you, you know, you just keep finding so many new facets to it.
Well, I'll try as long as you sing it.
Well, in the same two flats that I sang in before, okay?
In the same two flats, okay.
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 Tell me where my love can be. Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Oh, skylark, have you seen a valley green? Spring, where my heart can go a journeying over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane, and in your lonely music in the night, wonderful music, faint as the will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. Oh, skylark, you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. you see them anywhere? Won't you lead me there?
That was just beautiful. I loved it.
I felt that we were soaring together as it started getting through the valleys and the rain and all of that. And here I was boasting that I could do this in the same two flats I've always sung it. And, oh, gravity took over. And you're the only person I know who could play an A major. So there you were, as they say, naked with A major, and you were amazing. And it was much better for me, but I don't like to play an
A major.
Well,
it's great. Didn't do it in that key forever, because I, frankly, I'd much rather play an A than B flat.
Why is that, Marion? I mean, you like sharps rather than flats?
No, it has to do with the vibrations, I think. And colors. I always see different keys in different colors.
And are you talking about the vibrations from the piano itself? Or
well,
just from
I don't
the,
know.
From the air, from the atmosphere, from the muse.
Anywhere. And I see it in a sort of pink shade.
A is pink and G is green?
I'd much rather do it in fact, if we had 10 more songs, we could do them all in A.
Oh.
We don't have
I don't
10
do
more
too
songs.
Much. Oh, I wish we did. In fact, leaving this studio is going to be such a letdown. I feel like Cinderella went to the ball, and soon I'm going to turn back into a pumpkin. It's just been such a thrill to sing these songs, to share them. I think that's what's been so particular, what's been such fun about this, because that's what it's about. These songs, they belong to all of us, they belong to the world. They're the children of the songwriters, and then they go out into the world, and we have our little chants with them, and we talk about them, and I like being in that world. How do you feel about it?
I only feel so regretful that we've only got one more song to sing and play. And I want to tell you how great it's been to have you here. I've just loved every minute of it.
Well, I've enjoyed it too. And I thought, what a great closer. Johnny Mercer wrote the words to a melody, believe it or not, by Fred Astaire.
And it's, really?
Yes, yes. I mean, talk about Renaissance man. I'm Fred Astaire. He was a great singer. He had great timing with his dancing as well as his voice. And this is kind of a tricky melody. It's kind of surprising.
Oh, what's the song? We're
doing? Oh, it's called, believe it or not, I'm Building Up to an Awful Letdown.
That's a great title for the end of the show. I think it's only fitting that you should play this yourself. I'll just sit and listen.
Well, I hope that's not going to sound like a letdown, no, but I'll do my best.
You'll do your best to not let us all down.
I'm going to try.
I'm like Humpty Dumpty up on the garden wall. I'm riding high. Who can deny that whatever goes up must fall? Poor old Humpty Dumpty, he had the toughest break. And let his fall is nothing at all like the tumble I'm gonna take. I'm building up to an awful letdown by playing around with you. Breaking down my terrific build-up by treating me as you do. My castle's in the air, my smile's so debonair. My one big love affair, was it just a flash? Will it all go smash like the 1929 market crash? I'm building up to an awful letdown by falling in love with you. My smile so debonair, my one big love affair. Was it just a flash? Let all go smash like the 1929 market crash. I'm building up to an awful letdown by falling in love with you.
Well, I don't feel a bit let down. It was a wonderful closer.
I was hoping you'd say that, Marianne.
Thank you for being here, honey.
And thanks for having me. Bless you, my dear.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marianne McPartland. Her guest today has been Daryl Sherman. Join us each week at this time as Marianne welcomes other outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Tyler Hartman, mastering engineer David Mitchell, engineering intern Dale Anderson, production coordinator David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll find a link to subscribe to our weekly Piano Jazz preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Poetry Foundation, celebrating 100 years of Poetry Magazine, online at poetryfoundation.org. And Post, maker of Post Shredded Wheat, 100% whole grain, no sugar or salt added. Healthy heart information at postshreddedwheat.com. This is NPR.